Now on Colorado's Morning News, so 2 years of negotiations and still no new contract for Frontier pilots. Have they come to an impasse? Joining us now is DU Daniels College of Business Assistant Professor Lowell Valencia Miller. You used to work for Frontier. Is that right? Did you work for them, Lowell?
Yes. Good morning, Marty.
Good
yes,
morning.
I did.
And April with me as well. Thank you. So at this point, is mediation not working? Is that it?
Well, they've been in mediation for about 2 years now. They obviously started this process back in 2016 when they joined the Airline Pilots Association. They feel they've reached an impasse, and so they are looking for other options.
So at the time that the last deal was made, maybe Frontier wasn't as solvent as it wanted to be. Is Frontier making money now?
Well, as a private company owned by Indigo Partners, it's kind of hard to know exactly how much they're making, but estimates show that they are making considerable money, actually one of the best in the industry at turning a profit because of their ultra-low costs.
Well, speaking on that loan, I'm going to wonder about this because I think some people perceive Frontier Airline as a discount airline. So are they thinking the pilots are maybe discount too, so they're going to fly or get paid at the level of the perception of the airline?
Well, the pilots are indicating that they are about 40% below what the market rate is. Now, how you determine market rate with an airline like United or American versus a Spirit or Allegiant, it's hard to determine which is the actual market rate, but the pilots feel that they are worth more.
If they were to strike, and God forbid, but how would passengers be affected, do you think?
Well, if we take a past experience with the strike at Spirit Airlines back in 2010, Spirit has a refund and flight credit policy in place when the pilots stopped working. The estimate would be that Frontier Airlines would do something similar. Though it is up to the airline to make those final decisions on how to reaccommodate passengers if there is a work stoppage.
Lowell, is this more about salary, too? Is this maybe benefits, working conditions, all those sorts of things, even though maybe salary is at the top of what they're trying to achieve?
Pilots have indicated that, obviously, salary is at the top. It's been 10 years under the same contract. A lot of things have happened in 10 years. And so the pilots feel that since the airline is making money, it's emerged from bankruptcy, and it's growing, they have 90 destinations, 300 daily flights, so it's time to pay back some of the employees who've been loyal since 2008.
Lowell, thanks for the time.
Great. Thanks for having a good day.
Yeah, DU Daniels College of Business Assistant Professor Lowell Valencia Miller, who used to work himself for Frontier Airlines.